All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up on page Kuf Pei Vav, still in the same sheets that I had WhatsApped out earlier on in the a few days ago. So the Ramchal writes as follows. This is Kuf Pei Vav. Hachilek Hashini Min Hasidus. So the second part, the second aspect of Hasidus, Hu Ba'Ofen Ha'Asiyah. So we'll say, so remember again, in the first part that we're learning up until now, we were focusing on actional Hasidus, namely, what are the things that a Chassid does. We're transitioning a bit now, and not speaking as much about what a Chassid does, but instead speaking about how a Chassid does the things that he does. In other words, ultimately focusing on this idea that a Chassid doesn't just perform good things, but a chassid performs good things in a very distinct and unique way. How does he perform these particular actions? So the Gemara says, this is really focused on two different things, or really manifest in two different ways. So essentially what he's saying is as follows, that ultimately the ofen ha'asiyah, the way in which a chassid does things, can be categorized in two categories, but each of those categories has multiple subsets. Ushnaim harashim hin, the two major branches, the two major forms, we'll call the two major ways in which a chassid performs his mitzvos, are yira and ava, which we'll loosely translate right now, yira as fear, although again, whenever we speak about yira, we always end up redefining it not as fear, but rather as reverence. So this is very important. I know I've mentioned this many, many, many times throughout the years. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berdichev says that to go ahead and translate yira as fear is a bit of a misnomer. He says the reason for that is as follows. When you fear something, you place a distance between that item and yourself. Right? If I'm afraid of fire, so therefore by definition, I won't go ahead and come so close to fire. So when you revere something, ultimately, again, you put it on a pedestal, you recognize that you can't wrap your arm around it, right? It's not your best friend. But at the end of the day, there's a desire for closeness. So I don't want to fear God. I don't want to fear God. That's not my goal. I want to revere HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if I fear, then ultimately, again, there may be a distance. My goal is to put on a pedestal, to recognize the greatness of Hashem, but to still desire that incredible closeness. He goes on, Yir and Ava, but we'll see, Ramchal really defines it in multiple ways. So Yir and Ava, we'll say, so Shnei Amudi Ha'avod Ha'amitis, Shezu Lasam Lotikon Klal. So Yira and Ava, we'll just translate it for now as fear. Fear, reverence, and love. These are the two ways, the two emotions that a chassid brings to his avodas Hashem, to his service of God. So what does this mean? Bechlal ha-yira, when it comes to the midah of yira, yesh, we have the following. Hachna milafanav yisbarach, a humility. A humility. So yira manifests itself in a profound humility in the presence of Hashem. Haboshes, bikrav al avodaso, a certain level of embarrassment. Now, what does this mean, boshes, embarrassment? So we'll say there is a healthy form of embarrassment. Well, first of all, in general, it's good to have the means of embarrassment. It prevents you sometimes from doing bad things that you should not be doing. But in this particular context, what it means is as follows. The embarrassment is, I recognize that when I do something, even if I do something good, the truth is, I could be so much better. This is kind of like the inherent, the struggle that the Jew has. I give myself a pat on the back, I give myself a shkoyach for all of the things that I have done well, but I simultaneously recognize that for every good thing that I do, there is so much more that I could be doing. For every good thing that I do, I could ultimately, again, be so much more. That engenders a certain level of embarrassment. Good job, right? Good job. But at the end of the day, I know that I should be more. Hakavod anas al mitzvosav. Ultimately, again, to approach mitzvos with a certain level of reverence and kavod. Right? That when I perform mitzvos, again, I am doing something amazing. I am engaging with the divine. And there should be a certain level of kavod that comes with those mitzvos. Al shemo yisparach, ve'al torasa. So we'll say, therefore again, in this first, we'll call this first branch called Yira. So Yira manifests itself again in the following, it says Ramchal. Number one, a humility before Hashem. Number two, a certain level of embarrassment that I possess, because recognizing the good that I do, but recognizing that for every good thing that I do, there is so much more than I can be doing. and a certain level of covet of reverence in my avodas Hashem. That it's not just enough to do my mitzvos, but my mitzvos must be performed in a state of covet. That's yira. What about ava? Obilchal ava. So we'll say the chassid also performs his mitzvos with love. How does that manifest itself? Simcha, joy, bringing a level of joy to my Yiddishkeit. That when I serve, I don't just serve, but I serve b'simcha. Hadveikus, ultimately, dveikus means that when I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why am I doing this? Why am I doing all of this stuff? Why am I performing all of these mitzvos? And the goal of the performance of these mitzvos is dveikus, is to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my goal. That's what I want to try to accomplish. I will say mitzvos are not an ends. Mitzvos are a means for greater connection. And lastly, kina. I will say, normally when we translate kina as how? Jealousy. So here it doesn't mean jealousy. Here instead it means kanos, zealotry. Right? Now listen to the sentence very carefully. Right? To be a zealot. What does it mean to be a zealot? In general, we're actually cautioned against zealotry. In fact, one of the take-home messages of Pinchas, right? Pinchas did a great job because that's what the times demanded. Don't try that at home. Don't be a zealot. In fact, the pathway to zealotry in general is not a good midah, right? It's not something, but in this context, what zealotry means is a passion. Is a passion. And I'll say, when you love something, when you truly love something, you're passionate about it, right? It's not just the pshat that if I love something, I'm going to do it. There's a passion. So ava, so love in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests itself in these three ways. Simcha, a general joy in the service of God and performance of mitzvos. Dveikus, understanding that what I do in order to achieve a level of connection to Hashem. And kina, a form of zealotry. But really, for our purposes, passion. That when you do something, do it with passion, do it with excitement, do it with the hislavos. Va'ato nevarim echadecha. So we'll say, so now what we've just done is, we've outlined what it means to be, we'll call it, what it means, what this form of chassidus, what we call ofen ha'asiya, to be a chassid, not just in what I do, but how I do it. That manifests itself in two primary ways. Yira and Ava. When it comes to Yira, so ultimately, again, that manifests itself in the form of humility, a sense of embarrassment because I know I could be so much more, and a reverence in the performance of mitzvos. When it comes to Ava, that manifests itself again in Simcha, joy in the service of Hashem, Dveikus, recognizing that I'm doing what I'm doing in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and kino, a level of hislavos, a level of positive zealotry, passion. So now let's analyze. Hine, ikar hayira hi, yiras haromimus. Now here you see that I'm saying something very similar to what I mentioned about Rabbi Levi Yitzchok just a few moments ago. Says Ramchal, what does it mean to fear God? Right? What is the ikar? What's the goal when it comes to fearing Hashem? What is my goal? Yiras haromimus. So we'll say Yiras Haromimus means a Yira, a recognition, an appreciation of the greatness of God. So this is very important. So you see already that Ramchal himself there is an element of fear in our relationship with Hashem. Because the truth is, if you think about it, there's an element of fear in every meaningful relationship you have. Right, there's an element of fear in your marriage, right? Because if you go ahead and chas v'shalom do the wrong thing, you could lose that. That fear is actually, there's an element of fear in your job, right? If you work for someone, so again, maybe I'll try to take certain liberties, but at a certain point in time, I don't want to lose my job. So fear could be very positive in the context of relationship, because ultimately, again, it keeps a person from really engaging in some type of negative behavior. But you see over here that Ramchal says, that type of fear in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be very limiting and won't get me very far. Therefore, the Ramchal redefines fear as a Yiras Haromimus, a recognition of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have the great privilege. He goes on, he says, Shetzarech ha'adam lachshov ba'odu ha'mispalel o'osa mitzvah ki lifnei melech malchei amlachim mispalel. So we're going to stop over here. We're going to pick up Emir Tzashem with this Yiras Haromimus on Monday. But again, this is going to be incredibly profound, because I'm understanding that it's not simply a fear of God, that if I don't do what God wants of me, He's going to punish me, He's going to hurt me, He's going to punish me. But rather, again, this Yiras HaRomimos means a recognition of the greatness of the God whom I have the incredible privilege to connect with day in and day out. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up with this piece on Monday.